escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Chris Ronayne yesterday. We also heard from Mayor Bibb, who put out a statement. Did we reach out? Did Mitch reach out? We were hoping to have the mayor on. We haven't been able to talk to him in a few years. He said that we're deeply disappointed. The final state budget includes a $600 million public subsidy for a dome stadium in Brook Park. And change to the Ohio Art Model Law. It says relocating the Browns will divert economic activity from downtown, creating a competing entertainment district and disrupt the momentum of a lakefront development. Nobody has been following this closer than Daryl. And I've seen, as I'm sure you have, a lot of misinformation that has been out about this, Daryl. So the first thing, since I know we had a chance to talk to you, you know, on the phone, but now that you're in studio, now that this is all done, where are we? What's the timeline? And, you know, these, look, political decisions and with wealthy billionaires create winners and losers all the time. Just look at the beautiful budget bill right now that is going through Congress. There are always going to be winners and losers when these things happen. So who are the winners here? Who are the losers?
Well, obviously the Haslams and the Browns are the winners. And, you know, the city of Cleveland and Chris Ronayne would be the losers. I'm not calling them losers, but they did lose here because they were staunchly opposed to the project, even though that the $2 plus billion that the Haslams are investing in this complex is the largest investment ever made in the county. Now, you could say, well, Dan Gilbert bedrocked the $3.5 billion mm-hmm. plans that they have for the riverfront. Well, the only thing that's being executed right now is the Cleveland Clinic Global Peak Performance Center for the Cavaliers in the clinic. And, you know, the tax increment financing they did for that riverfront, it's like a 40, 50-year thing. So, I mean, we're still waiting for the second casino to get built. So, like, there's no guarantees. And I think that that was a big reason why there was such staunch opposition is because if the lakefront opens up, which now it is going to open up, I think that obviously is, you know, a competing interest for what's, you know, going to happen on the riverfront. And I, you know, there's an argument to be made that the lakefront property might be even more valuable than the riverfront property. But this notion that the Browns are this massive economic driver for Cleveland, while nothing has been done to drive the economy around that stadium for 30 years, I just, to use Chris Ronayne's, that dog don't hunt. Like, you know, you got parking lots around the thing. You've done nothing with it. And now all of a sudden you're saying that the Browns leaving is going to absolutely destroy and cripple downtown. I don't think that that's fair. You got the two facilities that you want downtown. It's the ballpark and the arena.
Yeah, there's so few events that are downtown. That's kind of the point that I had been making from the get-go.
The lakefront is deserted. I'm serious. After the show, 10 o'clock comes, we can walk down East 9th Street down there, and you're not going to see anyone on the lakefront. You'll see a couple people walk in and out of the Rock Hall in the Science Center, but it's pretty much deserted.
You will see some workers that are removing Deshaun Watson visuals from the stadium. I do think they're busy doing that as we speak. But you're right. Yeah, there's not a lot there. So how should we feel about this as a community? We're getting our temperature-controlled domes, so fans won't have to put up with, you know, any of the elements that, I got to say, outside of Buffalo, and maybe we're right up there, I don't know anybody's had worse weather the last 10 years than we have. For whatever reason.
And the climate is shifting so extreme. I mean, we now go from...
Save your politics, Daryl. That's not what we're here for.
Well, we go literally from winter to summer and then back to winter. Like, spring and fall has all but vanished. There's been really no... You know, transition.
But it's been temperamental down there.
It really has. And I mean.
And I knew when Mike DeWine was here with, I think, the commissioner, along with the Haslams as their guests for that game against the Bears, it was another bad weather game. Yep. And I'm just like, man, that couldn't have worked out better. That could not have worked out better for Jimmy and D.
Yeah.
That they got yet another bad weather game. So from a fan perspective, you're going to get that. Will any of this be affordable? You did not see anything related to PSLs. I noticed that. Is that something that is going to be a prolonged debate? Well, I shouldn't say debate. If the Haslams want to do it, they're going to do it.
No, I can tell you it is something that they are debating. It is a debate. It is an internal debate within the organization because they recognize... you know, the commitments that Browns fans have made for a team that, quite frankly, does not win on the field at least on a consistent basis in the last 30 years, or at least since this team has come back into the league. But then there's also the reality that when you're putting up $2 billion plus of your own money, you're going to expect a return on that investment. The Buffalo Bills right now are having no problem selling their PSLs.
Which shocked me.
Well, but
saw the prices.
Well, obviously, the further away from the field you go, the lower the PSL. The range, this is just off the top of my head. I think it was like 15.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
$100 for, you know, for like Upper Deck and stuff like that, and then upwards of $25K for the premium spaces. But that's for premium spaces, and let's be honest about it. A lot of new construction. Look at what the Guardians did over at Progressive Field. It's all about the premium spaces. That's just the economics. I mean, when you have the revenues continuing to go up, what's driving the revenues going up is, well, the fan participation, right? And the money that's being spent and the TV money that's coming in. So it's going to be a 67,500 seat facility for football. They can expand it to 70,000 plus for, you know, other events and whatnot. But It's something, you know, when you look around the country, Anthony, and what's happening, you look at how Indianapolis has turned their dome into an economic driver. Detroit has benefited from having a dome for the Lions. The Titans are building a dome right now. Philadelphia, Washington, Kansas City, Chicago all want to build domes. That's where this is going. And I think it's smart, and from my standpoint, I give the Haslams credit for seeing this. Because if they didn't build the dome now, you're talking 2 and 3 times the cost waiting 10, 15 years down the line. And by then, you're out.
It seems if you wait 6 months, the price goes up exponentially. And I did see some of the features of the dome, including the dog pound that is going to, if anybody's familiar with what the Clippers did, yes, what Ballmer did with the wall, yes, if you've seen any of it, it has been a dynamic innovation for NBA and sports in general. Is that something they kind of emulating?
They built that for the Columbus Crew, too. They have one of those. So the Crew Stadium actually was a pretty big influence on what they ultimately came up with the design here. For this stadium and what they did in Columbus. The closest front row seat, closest last row seat, the dog pound being a wall, the visiting tunnel is going to be right next to the dog pound. So, you know, they want to create a home field advantage in a hostile environment.
Oh, they're not going to ask the fans to be on their P's and Q's and make sure to welcome the rival teams?
Well, they're not going to be allowed to throw batteries and dog biscuits like at the old stadium when I was a kid.
What's the point?
They're not going to have dozen egg night? Come on, Daryl.
An unfortunate thing happened.
So it does seem, I think people have been missing this for years, home field advantage. They would associate it with the weather. No, that has never been an advantage.
The weather has never helped the Browns. Well, except for the Phil Dawson field goal game against the Bills and the Blizzard.
Yeah, there you go. There's one instance. The home field advantage is how loud can your stadium get?
Yes.
What's the proximity of the fans to the field? And that place, sorry, the noise escapes. At Brown Stadium just escapes right over to the lake.
You know, I've been to Seattle. I've seen their stadium and how loud it is with the canopy that they have over the stands. But domes are loud, and that's what the Browns are trying to create with this design is a way to give themselves a home field advantage because – clearly, the team they put on the field doesn't give them an advantage at all.
I did see yesterday there were some accounts that were going back and forth about, you know, what's going to happen with development downtown. The Browns had originally, correct me if I'm wrong here, Daryl, did they not say originally they were going to assist financially in the demolition of the stadium and possible lakefront development? Is that now off the table because of this war that happened between the county, the city, and the team?
I can tell you that the Browns made an offer to the city of Cleveland, and Justin Bibb, the mayor, didn't want to take their phone call.
Well, he would have taken their money.
Like, no, he turned it down.
Well,
he turned it down.
So he would. You're telling me, and we'll reach out. We will absolutely reach out to the city to make sure. That doesn't even make sense. Like, why would the city turn down?
They wanted to fight it in court. They wanted to fight and try and force the team to stay.
So you're saying the city is going to be on the hook completely for the demolition of the stadium?
The Browns don't own the building. It's not their building. So, you know, and the lease requires that they return the building to the city upon expiration in a certain condition. The city obviously is required by the terms of the lease to make sure that the building stays in working
order. Do we think the Haslam should step up here and
I think that,
foot the bill because they did get all the rewards of the stadium?
I think
so. Shouldn't they take part in, you know, then they to
their
credit?
From a PR standpoint, they should. Yeah, from a PR standpoint, I think it's probably going to be around $30 million to take that thing down, which I know that seems bananas to think about that it's going to cost that much money to demo the building, but that just is what it is. From a PR standpoint, I would say, yeah, the Haslams should come out and say, we'll take the stadium down. But as far as anything above and beyond that, absolutely not. If I were the Haslams, I'd tell the city to pound salt. You had a chance to get a contribution from us, and you told us to pound salt. And you took us to court, this, that, and the other. So they really tried to do this in a non-confrontational way and the city made it confrontational.
216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder in studio. Nobody has covered this or followed this closer in town than Daryl over the last few years. He's been on it. So if you have anything, if you have any questions, Daryl is here to answer. How do you guys feel, Browns fans? How do you feel that the Dome is here? The Haslams have won their battle with the city and the county.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.